Welcome back to Inside the County Board, broadcast at 9 p.m. the first Sunday of every month on News Talk 1130 WISN.
And welcome back. I'm Valia Alvarez. I'm here now with Milwaukee County Chief Judge Jeff Kramers. We're talking about September, which is Juror Appreciation Month, and that is all of September, and it is observed throughout the state, although Milwaukee County was the first to implement it. Chief Judge, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So tell us, how did this get started?
Well, I think it got started as an idea that we needed to reach out a little bit more and express our appreciation to the thousands of citizens that put aside their regular business and are willing to come down and help be part of a critical system, which is our criminal justice or civil justice system. And it relies very heavily on the use of or the presence of or the willingness of people to serve as jurors. I mean, we have a relatively unique system in this country that is premised on the notion that if you are going to exercise your right to a trial, you have a right to a trial by a jury of your peers, members of the community, who will decide the issues that are important in your case, whether it's a criminal case or a civil case. And our system of justice is premised on that, and we thought it would be a good idea, though we appreciate them 12 months of the year, we thought it would be a good idea to highlight that during the month of September, and it's now a statewide program.
And what do you think, or what have you found in your career to be obstacles when people receive their summons to appear? What sorts of things are you aware of?
Well, it covers the waterfront from people who are employed in a job that where there's no one to take their role at the company when they're gone, or they're sole business or small business owners, or they work in a small business, to people who work in large factories or large companies. And again, if they're not there, it's a problem. So you have the business side, the employment side. We have school teachers, and that's a problem for them to take off school, because who's going to cover their classes? We have people who are daycare providers or child care providers, or they provide health care coverage for family members. It might be a student. I mean, you name it, everybody has plans for their day or their week, and they don't usually include being on a jury that might last anywhere from a day to a month or more, although most of our juries only last about 2 to 3 days.
So what would you say to someone? I mean, that you're right, that is a difficult situation, because on the one hand, someone may want very much to fulfill their civic duty. On the other hand, they have life obligations that we all have, or employment issues. What can then be done, and what would you say to someone who's finding themselves in that position?
Well, we'll tell them we'll try and work it out. If they have a conflict with the particular date that they've been summoned to serve on jury duty, we make it very clear from the very first piece of paper they get that if that date doesn't work for them, they can call in and get assigned to a different date, and they can pick what would work for them. So if it's a school teacher, for example, and they would rather do it during the summer, we get a lot of teachers who defer their jury service till summer. We will do that. If it's, somebody who's got vacation plans or honeymoon plans, or, something critical that's going on at work, some project that they're in the middle of, and they need to delay their service, we will do that. In extreme hardship cases, I have the authority to waive their jury service, but I don't do that very frequently or very lightly. Because what I tell people is, look, the right to a jury trial in our system is one of the most important rights we have as citizens in this country. But that right to a jury trial doesn't mean anything if we don't have people willing to serve as a juror. So I try and impress upon people, as do all of my colleagues, when we have people in the courtroom and we're selecting a jury and they state some of their reasons why they would like to be excused, my colleagues and myself will say something along those lines and indicate, we really need you to serve. This is very important. And I have found in the 20 years that I've been a judge and longer as an attorney, that many people come into jury service and they're somewhat reluctant to be there, or they would much rather be somewhere else. But at the end of the process, after they've served as a juror, they almost uniformly indicate that that was one of the more amazing experiences they've had. They were very grateful for the opportunity, and they very, very much appreciated the responsibility that they were given to make an important decision in somebody else's life and to be part of that justice system that we believe in so strongly in this country.
I have to say, I have I lived in California, and I've lived in Wisconsin now, of course, and I have been summoned twice, once in California, once in Milwaukee County, and I understand that feeling of having been really impressed and really thankful to have had the experience, because it is fascinating, and it really gives you this first, you know, front row view of the judicial system and our justice system and how important that is, as you said, for people's lives. I mean, it's a very, it doesn't get more real than that, really.
Oh, absolutely.
So tell me, if someone opts to not appear, what are the penalties, or what triggers, what happens next?
Well, if they, it depends on at which point they don't appear. But fortunately, you know, in Milwaukee County, we've got a very good response rate from people, and they send back their questionnaires, and they show up when they're supposed to, for the most part. But at the, you know, at the end of the process, if we really have someone who is refusing to serve, they can be summoned to court and face penalties, including contempt of court, if we wished to push it that far. Now, obviously, that's something we would prefer to avoid, and it's an extremely rare circumstance. I can't remember the last time we've had to do that in Milwaukee County. We've had, you know, certainly we've had problems with jurors who show up and cause a disturbance of some sort. And I know there was some media coverage of a young woman who skipped out on her jury service.
Opted for a vacation instead.
Opted for a vacation in the middle of deliberations, and she's going to pay a price for that. It would have been much worse if we had to declare a mistrial in that, if the judge presiding over the case had to declare a mistrial and start all over. That would have been a much more expensive proposition, and I'm sure the penalties that that particular person faced would have been much more severe. But really what I want to stress today is our appreciation for the literally thousands of jurors. I mean, to date this year, we have summoned in over 56,000 people. We've had, that's where we send them questionnaires and expect some kind of a response. And from that pool, we have actually brought into the courthouse over 13,000, almost 14,000 people in the first 8 months of the year. And that's pretty consistent from year to year. So you can see we deal with quite a large population of people who fulfill their civic responsibility as a juror. And, you know, this is an opportunity for us to say thank you to them. I mean, I hope and I'm sure that my colleagues do that every time they finish a jury trial. But for many people who come in for jury service, they never make it to the courtroom because cases are resolved. And so while John Barrett, the clerk of court, John Barrett's staff does an excellent job of working with the jurors and thanking them, this is, you know, my opportunity and my colleagues' opportunity to also say thank you to those people who maybe never got into the courtroom, but whose presence was still critical to resolving cases.
So let's talk about what happens specifically during the month. I know there are many thanks, and there are some businesses that donate items that are raffled off as thanks. What have been the highlights in your experience?
Well, we've done a number of things, and we try and change it every year. We've had a couple of years in a row, we had a press conference type situation where we brought people together and had some speakers, and the Chief Justice from the Supreme Court came to town, and we presented awards to particular individual jurors who had served, and as sort of representative of all the jurors that had come in. And we acknowledged certain companies that had donated things or who were particularly extending in terms of making it easier for their employees to serve. I mean, we have some employers who are very good about letting their employees come and serve on jury duty. We never hear a word from them other than, you know, what can we do to make this easier? And sometimes, unfortunately, we have some other employers who are not so cooperative initially, but usually after a phone call from the judge involved or from myself, they understand the importance of having their employees fulfill that responsibility. Some companies will, you know, jurors don't get paid much. They get $19 a day, which they have to pay for their own parking if they drive downtown.
Or take the bus.
Or if they take the bus, we do have bus tickets available, mm-hmm. but still they have to buy their own lunch most of the time. And so it doesn't usually offset their costs. So some employers are very good about letting the person have off for jury service and keep their normal salary for the day or their earnings for the day, whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
And plus let them keep their $19 a day jury check, jury fee check. Other employers are not as willing to do that. I understand that. I'm not criticizing them. I appreciate this as a cost for them when someone they were expecting to be at work is not there. So for those that are willing to go the extra mile, you know, we want to say thank you to those companies as well. And so we have a variety of things that we've done over the years. You know, we don't usually provide much by way of creature comforts beyond the facilities in the courthouse, but you know, we've had cake and we've had cookies and we've had soda and other kinds of things to just make it a little easier, a little nicer during the month of September. But you know, I wish we could do more throughout the year, but you know, we're limited in terms of our resources as well.
Of course. Well, it is a really kind and gracious gesture to thank jurors, and that's a wonderful thing that Milwaukee County does in particular. So again, it is Juror Appreciation Month, the entire month of September. Thank you to Chief Judge Jeff Kramers, who just explained to us what happens throughout the month and the importance of jury service. Inside the County Board, we'll be back in a moment. Stay tuned to News Talk 1130 WISN.